find evidence for reincarnation other than seeing your past lives through meditation? For those who haven't experienced that, thanks. Yes, there is. The best evidence for reincarnation is to die. So try that tonight. Then you'll find out for sure. I don't know if they said this was actually true, that in somebody's suicide note, they said the reason for their suicide, I wanted to find out whether reincarnation was true or not. Apparently it was true, actually. Yeah. It sounds like a joke, but sometimes people are really weird. But yeah, seeing your past lives through meditation. You can do it through hypnotic regression, if you can't do it. And you know, you get to regress into past lives. Sometimes it's spontaneous recognition of past lives. That's quite rare, but sometimes you go to a place or a situation and it just, you remember, something triggers memories from a long time ago. I was talking to one of the members in Perth, and we're talking about this English comedian. This was a long time ago, you know, when I watched the TV. His name was Roy Hudd. He was quite well known on TV in UK, but he wasn't that well known in other parts of the world. But it was actually an interesting story. He just finished doing a show in London, and there was a new one-way system, so he got lost in his car. And he turned down a street he'd never been down before in this life. And all the memories came back to him of his previous life. Because those streets in London, interior they change, but outside they look exactly the same the last 100-150 years. And he remembered that street, that's where he used to live before. And the other interesting thing, in London, if it is someone who's reasonably well known, famous in their last life, they have these blue plaques. If you've been to London, they have all these blue plaques, Sir Winston Churchill lived here, or Sir Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin here. All these famous people have these blue plaques, and there's a blue plaque on the house where he used to live. In his previous life, he was one of the very famous music hall entertainers called Dan Lena. He said, that was me in a previous life, he said. He knocked on the door of the house, and because he was a well-known TV personality in England, the owners of the house recognized him. Roy Hudd, what are you doing here? And he said, I used to live here. He said, no, we've been here for years. In my previous life. And he took them all around the house. And he pointed out, he said, there should be a door here. He said, no, there's never been a door here. Later on they checked in the plans, there was a door here in the previous owner's time. And his recall was absolutely perfect. He's just going down that street, just jogged the memory, and it all came back to him. And he actually wrote about that in an article. It was such a powerful experience. And because he was well known, it was published. But somebody told me the other part of the story. In those days, there were two TV companies in Britain. It was BBC and what they called ITV. And he did most of his work for ITV, and the head of ITV was a devout Catholic. And when he read that story, he just stopped employing Roy Hudd. It ruined his career. Because he didn't want sort of people to believe in reincarnation. And I never knew that before. That was just told me by one of these people who also knew the story. But what was fascinating there, that here was a guy in his previous life was an entertainer. And in his new life he still had that character and that ability to entertain. The character keeps on from life to life, even though it's a new life. It's a fascinating story. So sometimes you have spontaneous recall. You see someone or you go to a place and it all comes back to you. That's another way. So there's many ways which you can rediscover your past life, but those are the main three ways, through meditation. And the way through meditation, I haven't said it yet, maybe I should have really said it when I talk about jhanas. If you have a very deep meditation, very powerful, very still, very beautiful, as you come out, then you just mention the suggestion. It's a suggestion to the mind. What's my earliest memory? If it's going to work, it works immediately. A memory comes into your mind. And it's real. It's not like the memories of what you ate this morning. It's a re-experiencing of the event. You're back there. And you know, I've told this before, I don't mind saying this, it's not quite psychic powers, but it's pushing the envelope a little bit. I'm not allowed to say about my experiences my own previous lives, but what I do, to give you the idea, I was doing this once years ago, and what came into my consciousness was a smell. And you know, I asked, what's my earliest memory? And I got this smell in my nose. It wasn't in the hall where I was sitting. And I recognized it immediately. It was the smell of my baby's pram when I was maybe 3 or 4 weeks old. And with that smell just came all the memory. You could actually, eyes were closed. I was back in my baby's pram with all my little toys. And the one I liked the best was Porky the Pig. That's what mother used to call it. You know, even though I'm not supposed to have a brain to remember that, I remember that. And it was a little pig, it had some like beans inside, plastic, and she used to walk it, you know, and make it rattle. And I loved that little pig, Porky the Pig. My favourite toy is a little kid. And you can actually look around, you know, feel just the blankets or the sheets and the black and white of the pram. You could see everything. And you could actually like, you can move, just, you know, well, what's over there, what's over here. And this is all just in a re-imagination, re-experiencing of an old memory. You're back in your, when you're 3 or 4 weeks old. I don't know exactly how long, but maybe around that time. And that was how it works. And no doubt at all that that's you. Very clear, being able to move around. If you want to ask a question, you know, what was my name, who was that, you can get the answer straight away. Just think and the answer comes. And that's what it's like. A re-experiencing. And of course, you know, I told that story to a few people just to check it out. And one interesting thing which I got from that, because I was never, you know, did any medicine, I was physics and maths. And I was told afterwards that in the first weeks of life, the dominant sense in a baby is smell. Now their hearing is not developed, even sight is not developed at all. And you recognize your surroundings and you recognize your mother in particular by her smell, not by her sight. So just because I'm a cheeky monk, I tell young mothers, when you've got a young kid, please do not change your perfume. Otherwise you'll confuse the hell out of your kid. They won't know who you are. You can change your hairdo, you can dye your hair, new clothes, that doesn't matter. But the smell is what your baby recognises. And, you know, having been there and recalled it, and, you know, with using meditation, there's no doubt that's actually what happens, you know that. That's how young babies recognise their surroundings by smells. So then you say, earlier please. And then if the mind is strong enough, you get earlier memories. Sometimes it's amazing you get time in your mum's womb. Feel what it's like, you know, to swimming around in the liquid. Or earlier, please. But if you try this, a few people have done this. There's a little problem. It's easy to fix. Sometimes you get your previous life and the most recent part of your previous life and the most powerful is your previous death. And a few people have got that and they don't want to do it again because it's obviously painful. You know, it's not just remembering, you're back there dying. You're feeling everything. So if that ever happens to you, get your previous life and you feel that, you know, this is my death, immediately just say earlier, please, and you just move back away from the death, you know, to a much easier experience from a previous life to deal with. So if you do get painful, earlier please, your mind will go straight back. At that time when you've had some really good meditation, your mind is just, as the Buddha said, he said, malleable, workable. You just tell it what to do and it does it straight away. It's just perfectly obedient. And it just does it. So that's why you have to have the deep meditation first of all. If it works, it's going to work straight away. So don't say, you know, at my early memory please, and nothing happens, and start to force it. It works straight away or not at all. So don't waste time. So that's how you can do it. And the reason why I encourage that is because there's too many people doubt, you know, reincarnation. It's a fact. It's not a fact of life, it's a fact of death. But it's still a fact. So, and it makes a great change to the way you look at your life. You know, once you accept reincarnation, just this whole one life business, it's, you don't get so upset at things. Okay, so you lose your job. So what? You've had many jobs in many lives. So, you know, this time you get a cancer and, you know, you have bad luck, or, you know, you lose a leg or something. That does not, this is the only life you have. That's really, really hard to bear. But, you know, if it's one life amongst many, then okay, you know, the next one will be a bit better. So, you know, it gives a big picture. If you only had one day to live, you know, this day was the only one you ever had, that really sucks. You know, just, I wasted a whole day. That's my whole life. But if you know you can have many, 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 many days, it's not so important. You're much more at ease and at peace and much more mellow. That's why that, you know, getting people to understand reincarnation or rebirth really helps. That's why I really push it. Anyway, if you don't believe in rebirth in this life, how you would in your next. That's the old joke. In some Buddhist books it is described